Romans 2 is written to the Jewish thinker. A lot of people have actually taken this mindset that Romans 2 talks about into their personal relationship with God, and it makes us feel unworthy and disqualified for God's goodness. I call Romans 2 the chapter of disqualification. And so in Romans 1, Paul spoke at the end of that chapter about the sins people do because of their fallen nature. And then in Romans 2, he says that those who judge those people that do those sins are just as guilty as the ones that actually do them. And so Romans 2 is written with the mindset of disqualifying the lawkeeper, the one who's trying to do it in his own strength and trying to please God by his outward goodness. And we are not like that. We are those that have been justified by faith and don't have to impress God with our lawkeeping or our right living. Now, Romans 2 have got a lot of Christians stuck because we read things there about a revelation of the righteous judgment of God and how people will now be judged according to their deeds. But the fact is, we don't want a revelation of the righteous judgment of God like Romans 2 verse 5 speaks about. We want a revelation of God's grace. And those who are going to be under that revelation of the righteous judgment of God, they are going to be dealt with according to their deeds. And they will either receive goodness from God in terms of their good doing, or they will receive judgment in terms of what they've done wrong. And so that revelation is not the revelation that the gospel is trying to give us. The revelation of the gospel is us being made right by Jesus' life in us. And we need to learn how to focus on the inward life of Christ so that it can manifest on the outside. Look at what Paul concludes Romans 2 as here in Romans 2 verse 28 to 29. He says, "For he is not a Jew," or he is not a lawkeeper, one that is born of God, "that is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God." This is so powerful. He actually says that God praises those who have received the inward Jewish nation as their identity, meaning that Christ, that one Jew that kept the law on our behalf, have now become the new us on the inside, and he has fulfilled the law in us for those who believe and trust in his goodness instead of their own. And so we need to learn how to not disqualify ourselves through this chapter, but how to read it in the context of our righteousness imparted by faith compared to the righteousness that the Jews were trying to get by their law keeping. And so today, you don't have to keep the law, or you don't have to be good to get God's goodness. God's goodness comes to you because he praises you, because you have received Jesus as your very righteousness. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.